households. So with technological change moving faster than ever before, what could the future look like? Well, the Edinburgh Centre for Robotics hosts a public debate tonight that aims to answer that. Chairing the debate is Setu Vijayakumar, who is Professor of Robotics at the University of Edinburgh. Setu, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And technology is moving at quite a pace. So when we talk about robots and robotics, what sort of things are you talking about? What are you looking at?
Yeah, I think we are looking at robots in various domains in our lives, everything from underwater to space exploration to prosthetics in the medical field, as well as co-workers, so robots working as co-workers in the industry.
Yeah, indeed. I think we probably, when we think of robots, we have this notion of, as you say, perhaps co-workers that maybe look human-like, etc., or, you know, a robot that helps round the house. But we're using robotics maybe in a slightly different way, aren't we?
Yes, I mean, I think the form factor, we are getting really diverse form factors. So even any smart machine that interprets data and processes it and gives you valuable information to help you do your duty or your everyday chore, that is can be construed as a robot, because effectively it's processing information for you and helping you do your stuff.
There's the technological advance, but I suppose that some of us need a mind shift as well. There are some people who just don't trust the idea of robotics, that either, you know, a robot will not do it as well as a human or perhaps too well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a clear debate, and that's the whole reason why we are having this public debate today in the evening. And the title of that debate is How Robotics Will Reshape Our Lives in the Next Two Decades. And actually, the people who are involved in that debate come from various walks of life. There's a professor of artificial intelligence. There is a law professor. There's somebody who does mathematics and somebody who does evolutionary computing. So really, I think that captures the essence of this debate, because when we talk about robotics, we have to look at the various aspects, the ethical aspects, the social elements, and of course, how to make technology safer for interacting with humans.
And when we look at, you know, the potential here, obviously, you know, it's limitless and very exciting, and certainly exciting for people in your field. But do you understand that some people might be nervous of the idea of robots doing their jobs, for instance, which might make them unemployed, or the idea of robots being smarter than us?
I completely understand. I think one thing to point out is that if you think about where robotics is affecting our life, there are sort of three areas. One is creating capability where none exists. So, for example, if you have got a paraplegic or a patient who's lost their limb, the robotics is actually adding to that capability. Similar story in space and underwater mining and exploration. So it's adding additional capability where none exists. The second bit is improving capabilities, essentially merging the best of two worlds. So humans are good at certain things. Robots are better at other things. It's about doing this as a partnership. And of course, there is the third element of saying we will take away some of the more repetitive, more boring jobs, lowering the cognitive load on the person, but that frees up time for people to do other things.
And explain to us how important a field this is in Scotland. You're obviously working on this at the University of Edinburgh. Where is Scotland when it comes to this this field worldwide?
Yeah, I mean, Edinburgh Centre for Robotics is one of the leading centres in the UK and in Europe in the domains ranging from humanoid robotics. So we have a new collaboration with NASA at the moment, and that is particularly aimed at creating unmanned missions to Mars. So this is looking ahead 10, 15 years, exploring new frontiers. We have a significant strength in underwater robotics. We have significant strength in human-robot interaction. And I think it's an exciting time and period, because we are now in the process of training about 80 new PhD students in this domain to fill the skill gap that we have. And I'm sure you guys are aware, BBC Microbit is being launched on the 24th, I think, of February. And the Edinburgh Centre for Robotics is involved in the launch of that. And this is to spread out, to basically encourage young kids, primary 7 kids, to get going with coding, get trained for new skills in life.
Well, it sounds as though you're doing fascinating work. And we wish you well with your public debate tonight on the future of robotics. That is Setu Vijayakumar, who is Professor of Robotics at the University of Edinburgh. It's 10 to 9.
The main headlines.